Now. Why now? Contrary to cubicle belief, we truly have nothing better to do. Yes, we may schedule times to be truly helpful in the future, but let us not overlook opportunities to be truly helpful right here, right now. Be in your inspiring self, heart, and mind while scheduling future appointments. A short story. A typical day awaits me, my to-do list quickly becoming a "why didn't you get this done yesterday" list. My cubicle self was ramping up its guilt as I barely hear in the back of my mind something like, "you lazy good for nothing, why can't you get all this stuff done once and for all?" As if there is a once and for all in our perpetual do more world. If I had to spend the rest of my day doing, how was I supposed to fit time in for simply being? I had put being time at the bottom of my to-do list. Well, I had enough practice at doing while not being, that is, doing while being completely unaware that I even have a being. It is a hateful way to treat myself and others. I decided, this is key, by the way, realizing that the decision is mine, that I will not spend this day in a semi-conscious state riding the to-do-mobile. So I take a breath, call upon inspiration for help staying connected to my inspired self, and dial my dentist office to make an appointment. The receptionist and I shared an uplifting connection. I felt her wishing me a good day at the end of our call to be truly genuine. By the sound of her voice, she felt uplifted as well. Being truly helpful is so simple. Imagine if our days were strung together by more of these kind of experiences, instead of rushing, conflict, and more rushing, piled atop more conflict. Clear your mind. I am not condoning just being nice. The inspired self is not interested in populating the world with more nice people. The inspired self is real. The world needs more real people. People who know who they truly are and are dedicated to seeing others for who they truly are and helping them come to know who they truly are.